right there.
Okay, great. God, thank you this day for your mercies. Thank you for giving us a beautiful day. It's time to be together. Pray that you bless your word today. Help us to be encouraged in you, learn more of you. Pray for the brothers and sisters around the world. Sway, Floyd, their families, Clifford Hunter. Pray that you help each one find you to be faithful to you. Thank you this day, Jesus. Okay, we're in Psalm 119 today. I guess it's 118 Septuagint. Start reading verse 17. Reward your servant. I shall live and keep your word. Unveil my eyes, and I shall understand the wonders in your law. I am a sojourner on the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul longs to desire your judgments in every season. You rebuke the arrogant. Those who turn aside from your commandments are accursed. Take away reproach and contempt from me, for I searched your testimonies. For rumors sat and spoke against me, but your servant meditated on your ordinances. For your testimonies are my meditation, and your ordinances are my counsels. So David, we always think of David as being this man of God who wrote the Psalms. He was a godly king. But here it talks about rulers that came and spoke against him. So they thought that they knew more than David, or that David was wrong. And now we don't even know who those rulers are. Who were those men? We don't even know who he's talking about, partly, but we remember David because he pleased God. Okay, keep reading verse 25. My soul cleaves to the earth. Give me life according to your word. I may know my ways and you heard me. Teach me your ordinances. Cause me to understand the way of your ordinances. And I shall meditate on your wonders. My soul fainted because of its listlessness. Establish me in your words. Remove the way of unrighteousness from me, and with your law have mercy on me. I chose the way of truth. I have not forgotten your judgments. I cling to your testimony. O Lord, do not disappoint me. I ran on the path of your commandments when you enlarged my heart. In verse 26, it says he's asking God to make known to him his ways. I'm sorry, it's verse 27. Cause me to understand the way of your ordinances. Well, verse 26 and 27. Verse 26, it says, teach me ordinances. Then verse 27, cause me to understand the way of your ordinances. So, he's not just asking him to just teach him exactly what the law is and what he can or can't do, but even he's asking to be taught the way of the ordinance, or what the ordinance means, what it is that God is trying to teach in his teachings and his ordinances. Okay, I think that's all I have this morning, so let's go ahead and do the one.
Let me put this up for you.
For this week, we were supposed to get something about what the Bible is like, but I guess I just
forgot about it till the end of the week, and I'm going to try to do better next week, but yeah, I just didn't remember till the end of the week.
I got Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
Psalm 118:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my paths.
Jeremiah 23. Are not my words like a blazing fire, says the Lord? Are they not like an axe striking a rock?
I got Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
We're supposed to have something how we can hear from God, or how we can learn something about God. I just thought the messages on Sunday, or that Uncle David preaches, we can learn a lot from that, or just learn a lot from the things around us in everyday life. If you just slow down to look, which is hard to do sometimes if you're busy and stuff. But if you just slow down and pay attention, God can teach you something new every day.
God's, you can learn something about God by just listening to your elders who have more wisdom, and you can learn some of the ways of God just by gaining wisdom from older men.
Our conscience is one way that God talks to us, and like, if we're gonna do something bad and do something that's wrong, our conscience can tell us not to do it. But sometimes our conscience is just like something that we grew up being taught or something, and the Holy Spirit guides our conscience sometimes too.
One way we can learn something from God is by reading the Bible, and if we don't quite understand it, then we can talk to our parents or talk to one of the elders in the church and try to learn what that meant.
One way you can learn, or one way God speaks to you, by reading your Bible and doing what you're told and talking to older people and just listening and understanding and not speaking.
Another way God speaks to you is the trials that He puts in your way, which seem pretty bad, but they just teach you how to be more like Him.
I think one way that God speaks to us sometimes is through our parents and through the messages that the elders preach.
I was thinking this morning, or something that God's been teaching me throughout my life, is that you can't get ahead of yourself, and you have to be patient if you want to learn. If you want to hear from God, And there's a lot of times there's red flags that come up when you're getting ahead of yourself. And it's like, for me, it was a lot of times it was my mom telling me this, that I'm thinking wrong. Or like I got, when I first got saved or whatever, I would get crazy ideas, like, I'm going to memorize the whole Bible, and Mom would just be like, what are you talking about? Anyway, so that's one thought. And then I was thinking about plants and agriculture and how it's all step by step. You can't get ahead of anything. It's all going to be, a plant has to take the nutrients as it comes and build from the foundation. And I also was thinking about how the futility of life and how everything fades, our lives pass away so quick. Everything here fades away, and by that God's plainly saying that He's teaching us something here for this short period of time.
Way God speaks to you is if you're thinking of something and you think you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing, or you know you're not, and God's going to use your conscience or your gut to tell you, like, this, you probably shouldn't be doing this. And sometimes that's the way He speaks to us.
God sometimes speaks to us through storms, and in Third Kingdom 17, there was a drought, and to wake up the children of Israel from their just normal way of living.
Sometimes God speaks to us through storms and, like, wakes us out of normal living. And like Jonah, he talked to Jonah through a storm.
For next week, give an example of someone that began to see God while they were still young children or young. Someone that both of the old